got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right. Good morning, Clarissa.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Okay. I need some ammo from all of you for the next time I spend the night with my boyfriend.
Oh. So. Oh.
Okay. Right.
Out the gate. Okay. All right.
In the grand scheme of things, it's a really dumb issue that my boyfriend and I are having.
Okay.
Okay, so we started staying over at each other's houses recently, and I cannot stand it.
Oh. Okay, what's wrong?
So he insists on sleeping with the bedroom door open, and I've always slept with it closed, so I am not getting any sleep because the door is always open. I need it shut.
Yeah, no, it's psychotic to sleep with it open. Is that too strong of a stance?
Is this the hill you're going to fight on here?
Yeah. Oh, well, I feel like, yeah, no, I get where she's coming from. Because you know what? I would sit there as a kid and lay in my bed, and I would, like, my eyes would play tricks on me. I'd think that there was, like, someone peeking in at me in through the door. Yeah, no, I need to have it closed.
So you need it shut?
Yes.
I can't do it. It's uncomfortable. You're right.
Why don't you just say, hey, let's sleep with the door shut?
So I've tried that, but I've tried all of these different, I've had various reasons as to why it should be shut. The light, sound, people creeping in, but he says it's the air circulation, that it's better and it gets too hot if the door is shut.
Oh.
Put a fan on!
That's what I said!
Clarissa, this is ridiculous.
Listen, I feel like I'm qualified now to just go ahead and fix this for you. I'll tell them how it is.
No, you just...
What? Okay. Just what? Now, what's your stance? You take a stance on this. Are you asleep with the door closed or a door open kind of a person?
I don't care.
Draw a line in the sand.
Okay, then I'll say it doesn't matter. Okay, it doesn't matter. It can be shut. Actually, no, I like it. Oh, I like cracked a little bit.
No, sir.
Oh, no.
Clarissa, sorry, you and I could never date. Sorry.
Well, the point is, it matters to her.
Yes,
so it
right.
should matter to him.
Okay.
He should want her to feel comfortable.
So I just need a couple things to say to him. So next time I stay over, because if I have to do it again, I may lose it. I just...
send him this MP3.
Right. Yeah, this... You started the call right by saying this is a really dumb issue.
This is dumb, I will admit, but I feel like you both specialize in dumb topics, so...
Okay, well, you know what, touche. All right, I see where you're coming from. All right, well, Clarissa, our text line is erupted, so if you hang out, we'll be able to at least pass along what... some people are suggesting on how you approach this with your boyfriend the next time you stay over, but I don't know. This is dumb.
You do know. It's team dumb. Girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay.
Clarissa, thank you.
Clarissa wins.
Thank you.
Zoe texts in and says, it's about a safety issue. Ask any firefighter and they'll tell you to sleep with your door shut.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's a real thing?
Well, yes, because think about it. If you're not going to be awake in the middle of the night if something happens and the fire starts,
how
and
you
that
gonna
door
hear?
Is going to keep it away from you for a little bit. Because you have a smoke detector in your house, do you
okay.
not? You're in every room, right?
Sure. Maybe not in every room, but
oh
on every
God.
Floor I do.
Seriously?
Not in every room. Are you supposed to have one in every room?
Yes.
Every single room?
Yes.
Supposed to have a smoke detector in every single room?
In your bedroom, like not like in every like bathroom and stuff like that, but yes. You right. don't have a smoke detector in your bedroom?
No, I have it on every floor of my house.
Oh, my.
All two of them. All right, 502-571-9970, free therapy. Clarissa asked.
I need some ammo from all of you for the next time I spend the night with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
whether the... She likes the door shut. He likes it open, says it's better for airflow. They can't agree on it. She hasn't been getting any sort of sleep and is like, I don't know how to convince him come to my side.
We've got some stuff.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Chet is on team boyfriend. He's like, solve the problem. I just took the door off the hinges. Problem solved. You can't close the door. Winning.
Allison's like, wait until he falls asleep, then close the door. Okay,
oh,
sure.
All righty.
Then there's that.
That is kind of annoying, though, isn't it?
Chana writes in, all caps, shut the door. A monster could walk in and get you if it's open. Also, it's safer. What if there's a fire? Having a door shut could save your life. There, I said it.
That is true. And Megan on Facebook also agrees. Not for airflow, so you can't see the boogeyman in the dark. Oh, he also lives in the closet, so that must stay closed as well.
Janice says door must be closed. Put a fan in the room for him, but it's creepy to leave it open. Ah, let's see. Okay.
There is a big creepy factor. A lot of people are mentioning it's creepy. It's creepy.
Okay, so I don't know. Is this weird for me? Because
yes,
you haven't even heard what I was going to say. To have it completely wide open, I have a little bit of uncomfort with. I'm all right because I can fall asleep literally wherever. So I'm fine with that. But if it's closed even halfway, I'm like, all right, that's better.
So you want it ajar.
Yeah.
Slightly ajar.
I'm cool with it ajar.
See, we can't have that in our house because as soon as the air kicks on, it shuts the door.
Oh, all right. It sucks it in or whatever. Right, all right. Gotcha.
Yeah, and then that would just scare me. But Adam says, was a firefighter 7 years in St. Matthews. Yes, you're supposed to sleep with the door closed. It slows down the spread of fire and smoke. See, it's safety.
David texts in and says, just break up now. Oh. It's like sleeping with the TV on or not. You'll never agree.
Oh, wow. That's endgame.
Oh, that is one of those things where it's like, you know, hey, do you have a TV in the bedroom or do you not? So
yeah,
it's like,
we don't.
That's one of those things where it's like, as a couple, when you're dating, you got to figure that out from this person before you go down the marriage path. And that's
one of the important things you should discuss.
Yeah, that's one of those things when they're saying you should have counseling or marriage counseling before you get married. That's one of the reasons. Not everybody, like, finds that stuff out. And there's those little annoyances when finally you're getting a divorce. You're like, then you sleep with the door open!
Yeah, probably.
And then they're like,
lay it on the table first.
I
lay it all out there. Talk about all the issues.
Yeah, sorry.
The logistics of living together.
Yes. yeah, Mike is all team door open for the airflow.
Mike, it's safety!
Natalie, I have to have the door open. I feel trapped if it's closed, like a little claustrophobia.
Really?
Sure. Having it open allows me to see if anyone is coming or not.
Why do you want to see that?
She's like, but that could just be because I'm a veteran, LOL. Oh, yes.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's like Jason Bourne, like know your exits.
Oh, okay. Natalie, thank you for your service.
Yeah, absolutely.
My goodness.
So I don't know if we're helping or not.
I feel like we are.
Are we?
I think we've decided it's a safety thing. Haven't we decided that?
Okay.
With the firefighters weighing in?
Yeah. Crazy office lady Kristen says, well, do what you want. It's a job since I have two indoor cats. I have to have my door open a little bit or I won't get to sleep because the cats play drum on the door and yowl all night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I will say that. I've got a cat that knows how to open our door. So if we shut the door, then we'll hear the...
Oh, you need a new doorknob. You need a round one that the little paws can't turn. Nope.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have the what do they call it? Like the little
levers.
The lever door?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I have the lever door thing on the bedroom door. And so,
change that ASAP.
So, yeah, so the cat will just get in. So,
oh,
all right.
No, sir. No. No.
I don't think we helped. All she wanted was ammo. So we've given a lot of different...
I think we're successful in that. We did give her...
That's all she wanted.
The most important thing, though, is the safety. The safety, I think, is the mic drop moment, right?
Yeah, I think she could probably go to her boyfriend and say, hey, we have to have it shut because hashtag fireman told me.
Exactly.
And then he's like, what was his name? That's free therapy. If you want to continue commenting, you can, @BenAndKellyShow.